And Millie knows a lot, and I guess it's all over the country about the red sky in the morning.
Let's take one, and I guess that's comes from the coast, doesn't it?
My mother had one for everything, and I think they knew a lot about it.
Red at night, sailor's delight, mm-hmm. But that's all.
And then excessive number of redbuds.
Now that was Harry's mother. Well, there are a lot of redbuds around, and you see one fly by, but when you see a group of them up around the house, you're going to have bad weather. And that's pretty true.
Mm-hmm. I had just so many of them that they would tell by. Now, a negro seemed to me like could predict the weather better than we could. I remember we was in Charleston, South Carolina, going through that garden up there, and it looked like it was going to rain before we could get out of the car. And there's an old colored fellow there, and I said, well, he don't know if it's going to rain. So I asked him, and he said, no, sir, it's not going to rain. You go right on, it's not going to rain. I said, let's go, Billy, it ain't going to rain. And he said, where are you from? I said, in Greenwood, Mississippi. And he said, I came from somewhere like that. I said, well, then I know you know what you're talking about. and it looked like it was going to rain any minute. Mm-hmm. I would have thought, sure, but it didn't rain a drop.
We were talking about weather forecasting on television, how standardized it is all over the country, and the regional expressions for a weather change. They've all been lost, or they're in the process of being lost. For example, what would you say if a line of clouds started to come in on a nice day like this? Do you think the weather is going to, what would be a common expression for that? Or if you had a very cloudy day and a line of clear sky started to come,
I tell you what Millie's saying, that sounds silly to me. We're going to have a blow.
Is that right?
That's not a no southern.
No, I don't know where you got that.
Do you use fair and off, or if it's cloudy?
I always say it's going to clear up.
Clear up. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use this word airish? As a bright, clear, cold?
No, I
morning.
Think that's more of a western or northern.
Sure, it's western.
And they'll say out west they're going to have a norther come in or something that we don't know anything about. Well, I don't guess we're affected like they are. They come in so quickly, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's not the expression we've been using lately. Can't get to the cotton out. Damn, they're coming up.
Have you ever heard three frost and rain?
No.
Yeah. We always thought that.
I see.
Three frost
that's
and
one,
rain.
That's one that my mother always, you know, you heard them say.
They'll do it, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Three frost and rain.
But the old people did have, they
watched.
Of course, they didn't have television to go by.
They studied the almanac, too.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of went by signs, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they were pretty good at it, too.
When you have a big rain, do you have any special words you recall for that?
Right.
In the hills, they say it's a gully washer.
Gully washer, uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the hill, what do we say, a flood, huh?
I think it brought it with us to the Delta. Still a gully washer.
Even though you don't have any gullies.
A chunk floater.
Chunk floater, trash mover.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And another one, that when you have a real big rain and it foams up, you know, then I always say it'll be another to get it.
Come back for the foam.
It'll come back for the foam.
That's Mr. Smith's old.
He's an old neighbor of mine down there. He said, watch it, Harry, we're going to have another one.